Alaska senators are both reviewing a Pentagon report unveiled today on the effects of repealing the law banning gays in the military. It concludes that getting rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell presents little risk to the troops' ability to carry out missions and says 70% of service members surveyed believed it would have little or no effect on their units. It's up to the Senate whether or not to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell as part of the Defense Authorization Bill. Senator Mark Begich supports getting rid of the anti-gay policy and points to American allies in Iraq and Afghanistan who do not have such policies and have not had problems either in their own ranks or when working with U.S. troops. He says it's time to move forward.
The fact is, everyone asked to get a survey done. Survey's done. Majority of the survey says, what I understand is, no big deal. Okay, so now are we going to listen to the troops or are we going to use political judgment here? And my worry is there's going to be more politics.
Begich sits on the Senate Armed Services Committee, which will take testimony on the study Thursday from Defense Secretary Robert Gates, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mike Mullen, and top military leaders. Republicans are largely against repeal, but Senator Lisa Murkowski could be a possible swing vote. She said she wanted to wait for the study's results and make sure repeal wouldn't hurt troop morale and recruitment. This evening, Murkowski hadn't yet had a chance to scrutinize the newly released report, but said her top military staffer was reading it and she plans to dig into it.
It was important that we ask the question of the men and women in the field. It's equally important that we review the response, and we'll now have an opportunity to do that. And I'm going to be looking critically at it.
Murkowski has said Democrats should not rush passage of the Defense Authorization Bill and its repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. She's calling for deliberations on the Senate floor, but the lame duck session must wrap up by the end of the year, and there's much on the agenda.